let's just draw near to God right now. Father, we draw near to you. Come have your way among us right now, Holy Spirit. God, whatever anxieties are in my life right now, have your way among them, God. I lay my anxieties down before you, God. Come on further, God. We give it all, Lord. I will die for you. God, even more, I would live for you, Jesus. Every day of my life, have your way in my heart. God, have your way in my heart tonight, God. Have your way with my desires and my hopes. Jesus, I surrender to you. What a beautiful phrase to say, Jesus, I surrender to you. What an amazing idea to think that you could surrender to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who created you. He knew you before your parents knew you, and you can surrender to him right now. Lord, we surrender to you. Father, we surrender to you. It is wonderful to worship with the awesome people of God. You are some Jesus freaks in this house, and I love worshiping with you. God be praised tonight. You know, if you're a visitor, I just want to let you know there was a time Moses, he was a great man of God. He brought the Israelites out of Egypt. But before that happened, he saw a burning bush, and he was really freaked out. But God said, come near to me. Take off your sandals because you're on hallowed ground. And I want you to know, come near to God tonight. Take off anything that's pulling you away, any anxieties. Draw near to the burning bush, the King of Kings, and let him minister to you and show you your destiny. We're going to be partaking of our tithes and offerings right now. God quickened to me a scripture that I would like to share with you. It's particularly when Jesus was in the temple. It says that Jesus was in the temple and he watched the rich people dropping their gifts in the collection box. Then a poor widow came by and dropped in 2 small coins. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has given more than all the rest of them, for they have given a tiny part of their surplus. He's talking about the rich people. But she, poor as she is, has given everything she has. And right now you need to begin to search your heart and decide, yes, I'm tithing, but am I giving God everything that I have, everything that I am, everything that I amount to? We're not just talking about financially tithing to God. We believe in GM. That tithing is a timeless principle of God, that he has ordained it for us as Christ followers to tithe even today, to tithe to him. We're not giving to the church, we're giving to God. We're stepping out in faith and believing God. But right now, you need to be searching your heart. Am I only giving God my finances? Am I not giving him my life? Is there something, is there a strength of mine that I'm not giving to God? Is there something that I'm weak in that I'm not giving to God and letting him come and fill that deficiency? So will you join me in prayer right now? I want to bless you. But you know what? If you have not tithed or given, will you join me with prayer? Will you walk out in a humble step and say, Holy Spirit, inspire me. Open your word to me that I would be a tither. I would be a giver. Join with me in prayer right now. God, I'm asking right now that you'd bless this. Father, that you would prosper this tithe and offering. God, speak to us now about the ways that we are not surrendering to you and the things that we're not giving to you. Lord, as the widow gave, we want to give to you in our life, God, in our finances, that we would give you all that we have, everything, holistically. Lord, speak to us. If we're not tithing, if we're not giving, convict us. Open your word that we would be Bible-believing, walking in faith Christians. God, come now. Bless your people. Come on, if you want a blessing, raise your hands. God, bless your people. Father, I'm asking that they would find success at everything that they do. God, that you would open up their mind to your will. God, that their desires would be inspired by you and that they would be great kings and queens and priests of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, prosper your people, Lord. We love you, God. Amen. Let's give with a cheerful heart tonight.
Dance, you and I romance until. All the glory. All the glory tonight, God. My whole mind, my whole will, my whole heart. When people praise me, all the glory to you. Dancing with the Lord. Step into that holy place with Him right now. It's just you and Him. And tell Him all the glory.
To you be all the glory.
Oh, Jesus. 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 Just say that name. It just sounds good. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus, we invite you. Invite him into your heart. Jesus, we invite you. Invite him into your mind. Jesus, sweet Jesus, precious Jesus, mighty Jesus, King of glory, risen Lord. Jesus, 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 to you be all the glory. To the name that is above every name, Jesus. The one that was slain on the cross, Jesus. The one that was buried and died, Jesus. The one that rose again and gave us life, Jesus. The worthy one who sits at the right hand of the Father, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Jesus. We give you praise, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. Come on, lift up a shout of praise, Jesus. We worship you tonight, God. You are worthy. There's no name like Jesus. Oh, Jesus raises the dead. Jesus heals the sick. Jesus even heals our emotional wounds. He renews our minds. He transforms us. He makes us new again. He makes us like him. Jesus, you are worthy. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God,
I just wanted to share something real quick that God put on my heart today. It goes along with it all. Sometimes you just get beat up before you come into God's presence. And praise God, he's good. And he'll talk to you. So he was talking to me. It says in 1 John 3:19, this then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts and he knows everything. So just let that wash over you. And the other thing that he put on my heart for you guys this whole week, this is just exciting. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you receive mercy. So receive mercy and know, whatever the devil says, you are chosen. You are the royal priesthood. You are the holy nation. And we declare the praises of him who called me out of darkness and into a wonderful light, into wonderful transparency, into wonderful nakedness. I can be me and not ashamed of that. And that's glorious. Show you the beauty, Lord. to show you our glory, Lord. Running waters dance, you and I romance, and unto you be all the glory, and unto you be all the glory, unto
story in the second book of Kings in the Old Testament, chapter 4, talking about Elisha. You can keep your eyes closed and you can keep focusing on the Lord. Just listen to this word real quick. And Elisha shows up to this house because there's this widow there, and she has no more money, and she's basically going to die because all of her things are, all of her resources are going to be gone. And she has nothing left. She has this little jar of oil. And Elisha shows up and he says to her, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" What eventually happened was that she had a little jar of oil. He said, "Take that jar and get all these vessels in town. These are big old vessels." And he says, "I want you to pour out the oil and fill up every vessel." Like, long story short, she did. She gets all these vessels with this little jar, and supernaturally, she takes this oil and she fills up every jar. And then they say, so he comes back and he basically says, "Is there any more oil?" And she says, "No, the oil's gone, but all the vessels are full." I think the word tonight for you is, you're in the kingdom. Receive what is rightfully yours. It's interesting that he says, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" I want to encourage you that what you have is good enough for God. What you have, look, listen. The word says it, "As your faith, so be it unto you." You want to receive strength? Well, I've just been feeling heavy lately. You want to receive some strength? Ask for some strength. Maybe you're just realizing that you're not loving people enough. You need some love? Ask for some love. Well, maybe you've just been thinking some horrible thoughts. Ask them to renew your mind. You feel like you can't get excited for God? Ask Him to renew your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I want to encourage you tonight. The God is saying, "What do you want? What do you need? As your faith, so be it unto you." If you believe you can receive, then you'll receive. Just ask Him, and He'll give it to you. Amen. Tonight is a night to receive what is rightfully yours in the kingdom. If you're a son or a daughter in the kingdom, you're a son of the Most High. And all you got to do is ask. And bam, He gives it to you. I want to encourage you to have a heart that is receptive. Gabby just said a word that we receive mercy. I want to encourage you tonight to receive the mercy of God. Stop condemning yourself for what you've done. Repent, get right, and move on. You're a king's son. You're a king's daughter. You're not what the world declares you are. You're what God says you are. He says you're a princess in Him. Stop listening to what the world says. You're a king's kid. You're a king if you're a son of God. Well, no, I'm just a horrible... No.
Stop listening to the lies of the devil and start listening to what God says about you. If you're a woman that seeks the heart of the Father, you're a princess in Jesus' name. Receive that right now. No more condemnation. There's now no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Receive the mercy of God. It's rightfully yours. Receive forgiveness right now. Receive grace right now. Receive strength right now. I'm just declaring strength in Jesus' name. Receive strength and hope right now. Receive faith right now. Receive love right now. Oh, the river. Heavenly Father, we're asking that your river would move. You got to get into the river. As your faith, so be it unto you. You are mighty in his eyes. Stop listening to the devil. The river is rightfully yours. Get into it tonight. You are born into a kingdom where a river was flowing. A kingdom where a river was flowing. It's rightfully yours to get in there. Because in the river, you can be refreshed. In the river, you can be refreshed in your joy, in your hope, in your strength, in your love, in your peace, in your patience, in your kindness. Just get in the river and he'll wash it all away. Why not feel worthy? He'll wash it away. Amen? Somebody say, if you're a woman in here tonight, say, I am a princess.
I'm a princess.
No, say a little louder. One, two, three. I am a princess. You got to tell yourself because you really got to believe it. Say, I am a princess.
I'm a princess.
That's good. You can laugh with your father. Now, if you're a son of the Father, say, I am a king. Hallelujah. Say, I am a king. Now say, all the women, say, I am a princess.
I'm a princess.
One more time. I am a princess.
I'm a princess.
You are. You are a princess if you're a woman in the heart of the Father. And you're a king in the heart of the Father as well. Amen. Let's worship God and let's receive what is rightfully yours. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, tonight we want to receive what is rightfully ours. Pour out your grace and your strength and your love and your mercy on us, God. We're desperate, Lord. Holy Spirit, move. Let's go ahead and worship. Amen.
Come on, if you have sickness in your body right now, I want you to come down front. The Lord is restoring dominion tonight in his church over your physical body. If you have emotional healing that needs to happen, If you're hurting inside or outside, I just want you to come down front here. Our leaders are going to come and we're going to watch the dominion of God move in your life tonight. We're just going to keep worshiping. We're going to keep worshiping. If you're here tonight and you just need the touch from the Lord, you're feeling like you're on the edge of the river and you're not in the river, the Lord is going to release you into the river through some of our leaders tonight. If you're here tonight, just come forward. If you just want to experience the river of God tonight, our leaders are going to come and they're going to pray for you and they're going to prophesy and they're going to exercise dominion and they're going to speak life over you in Jesus' name. How many of you guys have a physical problem in your body right now? All right, we got 1, 2, 3, 4. We got someone here. Come down front, like all the way down front. You have a physical problem in your body. Come on down front. You can bring your friends if you want. That's okay. Physical problem in your body. All right, how many of you guys just need a healing in general? There's just something going on, a life situation. There's just something. I want you to come on behind them tonight. Just come on down real quick. Awesome, praise God. God, it's like 9:14 right now. If you have to go, I guess you can, if you really want to. So, but we're just, the river is coming and the river's here, amen? I'm fixing on getting all crazy up here in the river. You know, the river brings life, but the river's also a place that you can just play, right? All right, so tonight, if you just need a touch from the Lord, you need him to just restore intimacy, you need him to just to minister to you tonight, you want to just come forward, we're going to start praying for you, expect great things from a great God who's reestablishing his kingdom in you and in this place. Amen? Go on, leaders in training, you want to just come down here, we're going to just start praying and prophesying and believing God right now. Awesome. Praise God. Worship team, just take us there. Amen. Lift up your voice in praise tonight.
I'm sure you'll be all that.
your kingdom come, Lord. Come on, if you're getting healed of something, would you raise your hand? If you're being healed right now, you feel you're being healed right now, just lift your hand. Is there anybody that's getting healed right now? They just feel healing in their body, in their emotions. You're receiving healing. Anybody experiencing any healing right now? Is there anybody here that has their shoulder, any particular shoulder? Anybody have their shoulders just hurting? You can keep playing. A shoulder. Your shoulder hurts you to move your shoulder. Anybody here that has a shoulder problem in here tonight? Anybody? Raise your hand. If you got a shoulder problem, we got a word of knowledge tonight. We got a couple words of knowledge tonight. If you have a shoulder problem, we believe there's an anointing tonight to heal your shoulder. Right back here, Seth. Go ahead and you can go pray for him. If we could get, you can come on down here to the front, Seth. Anybody else? Anybody else is just, they got a deal on their shoulder? Just come on down here to the front. There's been a word of knowledge to receive healing in your shoulder. Amen. Come on, this is your time. This is your chance to get intimate with Jesus. This is your chance. What else are you going to do? Where else are you going to go? Who else are you going to get intimate with? Well, they sing too long. They pray too much. No. We're just ecstatic about Jesus. We just love Jesus. Come on, we just love Jesus. Well, I don't know if I love him that much. Well, force your flesh to love him. Make yourself praise him. Come on. You need to get into the river. You want to receive prayer. There's some of you still here. You want it, but you don't know how to receive it. Come on down here to the front. Come on, there's more than this. There's more than this. Be bold. Be bold. Amen. Come on. You princess. Princesses, you come down here too. Receive healing. You've had people speak lies over you. Don't accept that lie. Don't receive that lie. You've been flaky. You've been up and down. You're excited one day and you're down the next day. Come receive prayer. Come on, there's more than this. He's alive. Come breathe in us, Lord.
There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you. There must be more than this. Oh, breath of God, come breathe within. There must be more.
to teach a principle real quick. Cast your burdens on me. Let me care for you. This is Jesus' words. Cast your burdens on me. Look, when you cast your burdens on him, he takes them and he trades them in for something glorious. You got a burden? Give it to him. My good, just give it to him. You got a worry? Just give it. Just say it with your mouth. Gabriel, I don't know how to give it to him. Say it. Speak it. Give it to him. Jesus, I give you my worry. Tell him the exact situation. God's a relational God. He's not a religious God. He's the God of relationship. He wants you to speak to him. Tell him. Tell him what it is. Tell him what it is. You give your burdens, and he trades them in for his glory. Give it to him. Give it to him so that you can receive. See, you can't receive unless you stick your hands out to receive. It's a principle. But in order to stick your hands out to receive, you got to give him yourself. Give him your mind. Well, how do you do that? Think upon the Christ who died on the cross for you and rose again. This is practical. This is practical. Stop looking around and put your eyes on him. Put your mind on him. Put your mind on the King of Glory. Set your heart on him. Give him your burdens, your fears, your worries, your sins. You've sinned, repent and get over it. Move on. You're flaky, you're a lukewarm Christian, repent and start living a holy, dedicated, consecrated, set aside, powerful life for Jesus. You've been born in the kingdom for a purpose, and that purpose is mighty. Give him your burdens and let him transform you. God, tonight, we give you our burdens. We give you our worries. We give you our fears. We give you our heart.
Say